Hello and welcome to the S-Word Stuff segment. This is Stuff segment number 14.
Wow.
Stuff is back, baby. I'm Kevin Chu.
Stuff is almost legal, you know. I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Danny Suthavarakum.
I'm Lita Cho.
All right, so we've been away for a while, but we are back, and we're back with a great list for you. Following our Schwarzenegger / Terminator discussion, we're going to go with a list of our top five fictional robots. So, remember, the other rule is that you cannot use cyborgs, so this is the Awesomeo RoboCop memorial list. So, who has any honorable mentions before we go with our list?
Mentions.
All right.
So my three honorable mentions are three robots who made me laugh. One is the robot from the Robin Sparkles videos in How I Met Your Mother.
Huh?
He doesn't even have a name. He's just called the robot, right? Yeah, I think he's just the robot.
I don't think they spent time to name him.
Next up is Robokai from the Guilty Gear series, who actually wasn't that funny if you actually had to fight against him. But it was pretty funny if they did the destruction move.
The main thing I liked about Robokai was that he had his own chair.
Yeah, he had
his own personal throne.
And then little RoboKais came out and killed you.
Nice.
And anyway,
wonderful.
Wonderful.
The last one is from the Old Glory insurance commercial. The robot insurance. Because when the metal ones come, they will not get tired. And they will feel no mercy or something like that, right?
And they'll get fueled by their, like, progestin drugs.
That's my honorable mentions list.
All right. Danny, any?
All right. I do have a couple of honorable mentions. The first one is Fire Extinguisher from Iron Man.
Oh!
It was on my list. But it doesn't even have a name. It's called the Robot 2. I was like, oh, great.
Also, X from Mega Man X. Because,
he is a robot. That's right.
He's a robot.
He's a confusing little guy.
He is a very confusing little guy.
Yes. And Honda Tadakatsu from Sengoku Basara.
That doesn't... Oh,
yes,
fine,
it does.
I have no idea what this is. Please explain.
Sengoku Basara is Capcom's answer to the Samurai Warriors series, and they went the complete other direction. It's like, you know, instead of just making this popular and fighty, we'll make it completely over the top and stupid. Let's give Oda Nobunaga a shotgun. Yeah! And then let's see, what is it?
Mihime has two pistols.
Wait, who is it who has the horse with the handlebars?
I don't remember
the cruiser handlebars.
I think it's probably Dante.
Yeah.
That seems like something he'd do.
And so they turned one of the famous generals of the Warring States period into a Gundam.
And they turned his leader, like the third unifier of Japan, into a random little boy.
So, wonderful.
That sounds awesome.
Remember
right
that this, yes. Yeah, so, oh, God. Anyway, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I hate you, Danny.
You're welcome.
You reminded me of the existence of Sengoku Basara.
It would have brought it up at some point later on.
I know. All right, Lita, what's your honorable mention list if you have one?
I just have one.
Which is?
Kid Robot.
From the toy line for Kid Robot?
Hey, it's a robot and it's an icon. I don't know what it looks like. It makes good toys.
All right. My honorable mentions list are droids from Star Wars, so C-3PO, 2-1B, FX-7, IG-88, 4LOM, 8D-8, EV-99, the mouse droids, R5-D4, and I'm not going to count the droids from the Star Wars droids cartoons. They're pretty lame. Oh, one other one is Polly's robot from Rocky IV. Happy birthday, Polly. Yes. Okay, let's go with our top five robots. Mr. Dom, please lead off.
I have a themed list. All of my robots have either Robo or Giant in the name. So it is my top five.
So I can pretty much guess what one of them is going to be. There's one that satisfies both rules.
Yeah.
Huh?
So number five is Gigantor. One, because of his theme song. Even though, technically I should be calling him Tetsujin 28. But whatever. He's Gigantor to me.
Gigantor doesn't have the word giant or robot in it.
Gigantor is the word giant. It's the same. It's like saying...
It's gigante.
That extra G really
screws it up.
It's an anagram.
He isn't Giantor.
It counts.
Fine.
So the thing is that back a year, 2 years ago...
About a year and a half to two years ago,
Eric pointed out that they have a statue... to Gigantor, and the thing is that I was like, they erected a statue of Gigantor? Guys, let's go see the Gigantor erection. It's a very large cloud in my live journal.
Yeah, there was a period of about a month where you just found any excuse to bring it up.
Yes.
Well,
everybody wants to bring up the Gigantor erection.
I see now that a lot of people are going to be looking for your live journal account somewhere now.
I remember David Hasselhoff was around. Like your tag.
That was in my tag cloud. Oh, everything is David Hasselhoff.
Okay. My number five is the Power Loader from Aliens.
Clever.
As a little kid. And yeah, that was probably one of the greatest influences on just my opinion of robots, because I saw that thing once and it was like the most awesome thing ever.
Yeah, I wish I thought about accessory robots in fiction.
Worry. I am filled with accessory robots.
Yeah, actually, if accessory robots count, I would have put in the Bontakun suit from FMP Fumafu. But I figured since it was a suit and not a robot, it didn't count. But I'm putting that in now, Bontakun!
Yeah.
Because it's hilarious.
Wait, you're talking about the one from Full Metal Panic?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so my I have a theme too. They're just full of quirky robots. Did I think? I don't know if this counts, but like number five is Osimo, because he's not really a robot, but he is.
But this is the Osimo Memorial List. Oh wait, Ashimo?
Osimo, Eric Carmen.
Okay, go ahead. What's your reasoning?
Because he was.
Because he was awesome.
And he made all his movies based on Adam Sandler. Was it Adam Sandler? Like, basically went to the movie studios.
Oh, that's right. Adam Sandler does this.
And then the movie was like, oh, yay! And then it was an awkward period when they thought he was a pleasure robot, and that was wrong. Very wrong.
Are you a pleasure model?
So wrong!
Okay. My list is following the theme of being a boring person. So my number five is WALL-E. If you haven't seen the film, then I have no idea why. He's so likable and like just one of the. I grew up with Johnny Five, but now WALL-E is sort of like little Johnny Five for the new kids. And even though they say there's no influence, you gotta love that there's still a walking. Well, not walking. Tank treading little guy out there trying to find his place in the world.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like
aww.
WALL-E is like even by the strictest of definitions just robot.
WALL-E was also in the best romance of that year.
Yeah, it was a very good romance.
And they didn't have dialogue.
Cuz you don't need dialogue.
You don't need dialogue.
You don't.
WALL-E.
All right, my number 4 is from Transformers Beast Wars, which doesn't hold up that well when you when you go back and watch
it. I still like it.
But I loved it back in the day. It's Dinobot, who totally bucked the trend of the other Dinobots from Transformers by actually being intelligent and really, really cool. Although they did do this like really weird samurai thing to him. Like he had like, he kept talking about his honor.
Yeah.
But it was cool. I was cool with it back when I was, when was that, high school now?
I was 10.
Thereabouts.
So.
Yeah, just around when I was in high school.
High
then.
School?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I was in high school when when it was around.
Was it middle
school then? It ran for like, what, 4 years?
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
So it's possible.
And then came Beast Machines, which just got confusing, so let's just ignore that.
Yeah.
I have a funny story about Beast Wars, is that one of my friends on IM one time made a terrible typo about Beast Wars.
Uh-oh.
And so someone was talking to him, a girl actually, too. So he said, hold on a sex, instead of sec, I have to watch Breast Wars.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Two typos?
Yes, awesome. In the same line.
That's what we call subconsciously he wanted.
Yes, exactly. I just think it's funny. Don't you think so, too?
No.
Ah, Breast Wars.
So, yeah, Dinobot. Danny, you're number 4.
My number 4. This actually came up before. Data.
Oh, this is brilliant, too. Yeah. Why am I not thinking brilliantly?
Data is awesome. Concentrated into humanoid
shape. It depends. I mean, did you guys see that, what is it? That little flowchart on which Star Wars movie you should watch?
Star Trek.
I do that all the time anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatever.
So anyway.
He's in the negatives. He doesn't care at this point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with crazy Data or...
Celebrity Jeopardy.
No, it's either awesome Data or lame Data.
Yeah. And then both Nemesis.
Nemesis. Yes, wait, what is it? Awesome Data was...
First Contact.
First Contact. Lame Data was...
Insurrection.
And both was Nemesis.
That's why I feel kind of bad, because you guys didn't bring it up when you're talking about Data during the Star Trek podcast. You didn't bring up the scene when he first gets the chip in and he tries food. And the first thing he gets is like a sundae, something like that. And he starts eating it. And he realizes he's feeling an emotion about it. But he's not sure what it is, and they're trying to like work divine what the emotion is, and he suddenly occurs to him, "Hey, I hate this." At which point was it a drink?
Yeah,
okay. But yeah, and then at which point they ask, "Would you like another?" Yes, please.
All right, Data.
Data. Okay, well, my number two is
four.
Sorry.
Come on.
That is not a nerd thing. That is regular life. Stop trying to blame everyone else but yourself, Doc.
Stop trying to lower the average.
It's okay, Tom. It's okay.
Stop oppressing me.
This is a great show.
We're not okay. So my number four is Bender. I don't really
know. Oh, why didn't I think of... Wow, I feel stupid for this entire list.
Yeah.
My list is good, too. I'm just like, what?
There are a lot of robots. It's true.
There are too many robots nowadays.
All my robots
You can sneak Flexo into your list now. Do it.
Flexo.
I'll put the Richard Nixon with Bender's head. With Bender's body. Richard Nixon's head with Bender's body in there.
Right.
Bender's amazing. He's never supposed to do what he's supposed to do. I don't even know what he's supposed to do.
Oh, he's a bending
bends.
Unit.
He bends all the time.
Does he really?
No, he does bend stuff in the very first episode.
People don't want bend it.
Yeah, that's right.
He bends the bars open so they escape jail.
I also wish like I had a robot that's fueled by beer. Like, that would be awesome.
But then all your beer would be gone.
But yeah, that's right.
What about a robot fueled by urine?
Yuck.
Because then it's going somewhere.
Then it would fit in Waterworld. They'd still be able to use it.
Oh, wow.
You know, Waterworld with robots would be awesome.
Yes.
They should make a show at Universal.
I think the phrase we're looking for is nowhere to go but up.
In about 15 years, when it's time to make the Waterworld remake, and, you know, just like when it was time to remake Death Race, then I'm sure they'll be able to do it with robots instead of Kevin Costner, and no one will tell the difference.
I just love it, because that part in Waterworld I love with the guy that has the National Geographic, and he's like, look, it's paper! And the robot going, it is paper.
It is paper.
Paper.
And then he eats it.
All right, well, my number four, man, I'm going all the sentimental, boring route, but I love The Iron Giant. And it's one of my favorite movies.
You stole that from me before the show.
It's James. When he mentioned it, I was like, oh, crap. I got to throw off Polly's robot from Rocky IV.
Yeah. Iron Rocky Giant IV. Is the reason that I will have eternal respect for Vin Diesel.
Because he wrote an intro to the D&D books.
Well, even putting that aside, Iron
Diesel
Giant alone.
Was Iron...
He's the Iron Giant.
Interesting. I did not know that.
The Iron Giant still, to me...
It was one of his better acting jobs.
It was.
Back
awesome.
When he wasn't well known.
Yeah.
But it's like still my favorite 2D animated film of all time. It's surprising to me because it's not Disney and that it's just Warner Brothers, and it was the movie tanked. And
did it tank?
It did well on DVD,
time,
but
it
bombed in the box office.
Yeah,
and I remember I saw it in its like last week's run in a theater.
Wait, so who was it? Who was behind it? Was it
Brad Bird?
Brad Bird.
But what studio put it out?
Warner Brothers.
Oh, that's why
they marketed it as just like a generic kid with a robot kind of movie. Yeah. They didn't market. It's a hard. Movie. It's a hard movie to market. Really.
It's a hard movie to sum up too. It's like it's about a kid and his robot and their emotional bond. Wait,
it's about a kid and his robot in the Cold War.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so much cool stuff.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of cool stuff in there. I really
so much that I wrote a paper on it.
Oh.
I don't know where it is, but it was pretty good.
Was the budget really high for that movie? Because I was surprised the animation was so good, like so clean.
Yeah, it was an $80-90 million movie. It made 20 something.
Oh my god.
Go buy the DVD.
Yeah, they released the DVD twice. I have both of them.
If you guys haven't watched this movie, you guys
haven't watched this movie in a while. I should watch it again, actually.
Yeah, you guys should all. It'll make you cry.
It's on the list of movies that I really need to just collect and make sure that, you know.
Spoiler alert, the robot falls in love.
What?
Dude, don't make me use it.
We've never had a slap bet.
What are we talking about?
There's this How I Met Your Mother episode where Neil Patrick Harris plays a one-man show where he's a robot. It's pretty hilarious, and it probably should have made my honorable mention list. Neil Patrick Harris dressed up in a robot suit.
Oh. How does How I Met Your Mother show up twice in this robots list? Anyways.
The robot falls in love.
Go to number three, Mr. Dobb.
Number three is, Kevin, can you guess it? It's Giant Robo.
I had a feeling this would show up.
Strangely enough, it's not number one. But Giant Robo is on the list because it's just so confused. I went back and watched it, and it's like, wait, are those characters from the Three Kingdoms? Wait, are those characters from the Water Margin? What are they doing in a robot show? And then you go, it's like, they're not doing anything. They're just, you know what? This is a show about people being awesome, and there happens to be a kid with a robot. It's like, all right, sure, why not?
That's what I love. Actually, out of the entire show, the thing I don't like the most is the robot.
Yeah, see? Yeah. But I'm okay with it, but it's not like my favorite part of the show. My favorite part of the show is just the parts where people are just randomly jumping from rooftop to rooftop, being awesome and fighting each other, or flying around. Where did this come from? Why is the robot here? Eh, whatever.
Plot holes.
Okay, so my number three, even though it's a single space, it's going to be a little bit crowded because it's an entire line that starts
Team
with
robots?
X-Kaiser.
Oh.
And ends with Galgaigar.
You're talking about the Hero series?
Yes, the Yusha series. Sorry. A lot of people out there, a lot of people, at least in the Western Hemisphere, don't even know it exists. And it was just a really long, long-running just kids show series. And it was just, you know, kids, sometimes older, you know, sometimes teenagers, and robots.
Nice.
And, you know, sometimes that's all you really need. And plus it ended with Galgaigar, which is just concentrated awesome.
Cool.
So every robot in the entire series of shows?
Well, I'd mentioned Galgaigar specifically, but it is piloted by a cyborg, so some
Wait,
people
Danny?
Apparently are frowning
Danny?
On that sort of thing.
Yeah. I want you to leave one robot out, or you have to get out of my house right now.
Identify.
Mike Sounders.
But he turns into...
No!
Okay, fine.
You have to disown him, or you get out of my house right now.
I don't have to disown him. I'm just giving him to Mike.
Okay, there.
Okay, I'll leave.
Mike Sounders
leave
was
Mike Sounders
the most annoying robot in that series.
Okay.
But yes, he's so strong. He's like the.
If he's annoying,
he's the only one that
plays
actually...
the Golden Gate Bridge like a harp.
Spoiler!
You be quiet. I hate that little thing. He also talks like a hick, an American hick in Japanese. I hate him.
How does that even work?
It doesn't.
All right.
But.
All right.
Yeah.
This is one of those nerd fights I've never seen before.
I know.
it's happened many times over the years. It's just that you ignored us when we had it.
And for the most part, the Yusha series is pretty obscure. Like, most people in America are only going to know about Galgaigar.
And what was it? There's, like, the god in that, I think.
Yeah.
Which I only know about because it had an incredibly silly opening song called Hallelujah Papaya. That's the ending song, Miho?
Yes.
Sorry. It's the ending song.
I know that song.
Hallelujah Papaya.
I've heard you guys sing it or play it or something.
Yeah, because it's so stupid. All right, yeah. Danny. I will accept all but one of the Yusha robots.
Okay.
All right. So my
I guess I'm okay without the existence of Mike Sounders. But he's got such a good status to...
Stop.
Okay, fine.
Yep. Number three, Miss Lita.
Okay, we'll stop this. You're fine. Now, my number three is Helper from the Venture Brothers.
Oh, man, I am, like, so dumb in terms of robot lists. Oh, I love Helper. He makes the show for me because I love cruelty as humor.
He doesn't make the show for me. Brock Sampson makes the show for me, but I like Helper, especially the parts where he's in the plane and he has the R2-D2 on.
Yes.
Whenever me and Kevin watch that show, like every time there's something cruel happens to Helper, I'm like, no! He's like, ah, it's so funny, and he laughs onto the ground. I'm like, you're hugging me.
I like when Helper leaves. He packs up his bags like,
ah! And he sheds a little tear.
Or the episode where they make a new Helper with the bodyguard.
Oh yes.
And Helper gets pissed off.
Dang. Oh, man, my list sucks. Even though it's pretty, it's a pretty good list.
Well, that's the thing, Kevin. We always can rely on you for the iconic ones. That's why
we're here.
Oh,
list.
Boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My number three is the T-800. He's badass. Yeah, he's not funny. Well, actually, he can be funny.
I mean, of course he's funny.
Okay. You guys know what the T-800 is from the Terminator series. If you don't, then why are you listening? Yeah. Mr. Dom, number two.
Number two is the Iron Giant. We've talked enough about that. Do you think if they remade the Iron Giant, they could voice him with Jason Statham?
You think if they remake the Iron Giant, I'm going to be pretty pissed off.
No. See, you know what you need to do?
Iron Giant 2 if they with Mecha Iron Giant.
Wait, sorry.
He's already a mecha. We need to make him organic.
No, and it'll be great.
Or we'll have bio Iron Giants.
And Jason Statham?
Voiced by Jason Horga. Statham.
Like, he can be the little kid, aged a couple of years.
The kid is wearing a the kid has a mechanical heart, and if he gets too far away from the Iron Giant, it will explode. The Iron Giant can also become a car.
Are you ready, talking bike?
I was born ready, Kaneda.
If anybody's listening to this, please ignore any portion of this in relation to Iron Giant 2, because I also don't want it to exist. I like the first movie, and I want it to be the only movie.
Me too, I agree.
From the producers of the Rollerblader.
Oh my god.
The Iron Giant 2.
Iron Giant versus Bio Iron Giant.
Okay, on a completely unrelated note.
Number two.
Yeah.
Yep.
My number two is actually a two-parter, because they're effectively like two halves of the same thing. Shining Gundam and God Gundam. And, you know, normally this is the part where you talk about how it's piloted by somebody, so it doesn't really count. But you know what?
That's fine. They're still robots.
It does do one thing on its own. When you go, Gundam! It'll break out of whatever national landmark happens to be nearby.
That's why I need your sister for my wedding day.
No, you don't! No, you don't!
I want to go, Gundam! And she'll come out with the rings.
Oh.
You have like a little tiny Statue of Liberty for her to bust down.
Exactly.
A cake of Statue of Liberty and she breaks out of it.
No, not a cake. It should be like this big statue and she's inside of it and she just... It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, see?
Awesome wedding.
No.
This is why no one will marry me.
Whatever happened to that famous tag, Dom must not breed.
No, it's
Dom is not allowed to spawn.
Oh, there we go.
I'll get back to it. All right.
But yeah, G Gundam.
Well, I also like the fact that when women get in there, they moan a lot.
Well, that's the suit. I mean, when you're applying spandex to...
All right, let's
I'm
keep
shut up now.
Well, my number two has already been mentioned before, but it was the little fire extinguisher from the Iron Man. It was really cool. So I mean, I liked it. Like, I mean, see, he had spunk. I like robots with spunk.
Spunky robots.
Yeah, spunky robots.
Don't even aim that thing at me.
I would donate you to a community college.
Stop it, all of you. Well, my number two is the HAL 9000.
Oh, that's a really good robot.
I hope I'm doing this right. HAL 9000. Yeah, that's right. Not 900. 9000.
9000.
Yeah, from 2001. In case you guys have never seen it, I don't know why. You probably should. From Stanley Kubrick, he's an S-word.
Yes.
It'll make Gladys make more sense.
Yes. I know. I love 2001. Yes. I love
Portal.
Right. GLaDOS. No, I was thinking of Gladys, like Gladys Knight and the Piffs.
Oh, okay.
It's like, what do you mean? How does HAL 9000 make doo-wop and Motown sound?
Like, I am sure I could think of something. It was a Kubrick film.
Well, maybe he did. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, basically, he was the precursor to Gladys. I mean, it's one of those characters that isn't really a character, but has stood the test of time. People still make parody jokes about him. People still sort of know the quote about, what are you doing, Dave? And then a lot of people have just never actually seen the movie. You should still see it.
I mean, it's not like it takes that long to watch, because it's not like you have to follow any dialogue.
Yeah, it is also one of the like iconic depictions of robotic intelligence.
Yeah, right. I think it was one of the most famous early depictions of what robots could do if they rebelled as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, he didn't even rebel. He was just, you know, following what he considered his mission statement.
That's true. That's true.
He didn't rebel. He just was not properly programmed in accordance with Asimov rules. Yeah,
exactly. It was like Junior Skynet.
Yes.
He was Junior Skynet.
So anyway.
Okay.
That's your number two, right?
Yes. So down to our number ones. So make them good, Dom.
My number one is the most iconic, well, the second most iconic robot in Japanese history, Getter Robo. Or maybe it might be third most if you count it, since you have Astro Boy and Mazinger.
Yeah.
But anyway, one of the most iconic robots. And I also really like his theme song. I think the first time you ever, no, not you, but it was the first time someone met me, I forget. I was seeing Getter Robo and just belting out the 70s hits.
Nice.
Yeah, that was not me.
Yeah.
I would remember that.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure you've seen, I'm sure you've heard it several times since.
Yeah.
No, I, of course, okay. Of course. I've been there. I've been there, man.
Yeah.
And I didn't come back.
Nice. All right. My number one is reserved for the single most destructive device in all of media. Ideon was created by
The guy who created Gundam.
Yeah, Tomino. The guy who created Gundam and this is what got Tomino's nickname of Kill 'em all, Tomino.
Because what everyone dies at the end. Everyone dies at the end.
Oops.
So the Ideon is the compressed consciousness of everybody who was around the last time the world ended. At the end of the series, at the end of the last movie, it unleashes all of that power and ends the universe.
Nice.
Allowing it to be reborn from scratch.
Woo, it sounds like Spider-Man.
So it
what?
Is.
What? What?
Sense.
Oh, like so,
he's not Mephisto.
If there's anybody out there who's willing to fact check this, I'm fairly certain this is one of the largest kill counts in all of visual media.
Given that he destroys the universe.
I'm sure someone has done it somewhere.
What is it? Crisis on Infinite Earths? It destroys multiple universes in that one.
Okay, I guess there's that.
52 of them.
52?
I don't know. More than 52, yeah.
It killed a lot of universes.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, America has beat you there.
Well, that's not a robot. Oh, okay. It's just a crisis.
Besides, that was retcon.
All right.
So anyway, Ideon, it fits. Okay. It fits. I'll allow it.
It's a device that serves one function.
To destroy the universe.
All right, so my number one, as I've already said too, mine got boring after number three. It's Wally, because he's a cute, quirky robot too. And I liked him. Now I'm getting all sentimental.
Would it also help that you were working at Pixar during the time Wally came out?
Shut up. Bias? I didn't say I wasn't biased.
Dude, we'd never claim a lack of bias on this show.
Anybody who claims to be objective on this show is lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we never
journalism.
Lie on this show, right?
Totally yeah. Don't lie.
I don't lie, and I'm not biased because my number one is R2-D2 from Star Wars, the greatest movie of all time.
Yeah.
Is there the Jurassic Park?
Yeah, I'll have to say. Dude, don't make me choose between my children. My number one is R2-D2, and just it's for the sole reason of saying Star Wars is number one. But also, there's something that everyone knows R2-D2, and when you think about fictional robots, especially in movies, R2-D2 is always one of those names that comes up right away. I mean, he may not be that interesting of a choice now to be a surprising list. I'm actually kind of surprised nobody here chose Optimus Prime.
I would have if he'd been Optimus Robot or Giant Optimus Prime or something like that. But unfortunately, I had rules.
We were expecting you to choose it.
I have very little attachment to Transformers.
That's why my Transformers representative had to be Dinobot.
Look, Michael Bay ruined Optimus. All I'm going to say.
But yeah, R2-D2 is my number one. That's pretty obvious. And if you guys have any other robots that we failed to mention, because I'm sure we failed to mention quite a bit, and
GLaDOS, sorry,
that's not a robot though.
Yeah,
technically,
it's
just an AI.
You
fight GLaDOS.
HAL 9000 is technically just intelligence.
Okay.
Yeah.
If
we see what happens when we start letting creep in on this list. I mean, what would have happened if we let RoboCop in? RoboCop was almost on my list.
Knight Rider.
Kit?
Oh,
car.
Kit.
It's still Kit.
It is a robot. It's a car robot. Crobot.
Its name is Kit.
Kit, sorry.
I'm surprised that no one put in the MST3K robots, personally.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oops.
We'll live.
I forgot my other honorable mention, HK-47.
Oh.
HK-47 was awesome.
There are too many slots.
Yeah, there are. And he's a Star Wars robot. Come on, Kevin.
What's HK-47?
He mentioned all the other Star Wars robots.
Yeah. I didn't mention it because I was like, I'm just stick with the movie ones.
Yeah, it is expanded universe, technically. So.
Yeah. See? Yeah. See?
You know, we're not getting into that.
I love the glitch when you can make that make him into a Jedi. All right, so that's our list of our top five robots in fiction. We're going straight into the mailbag. And Kenneth writes in, "Hey, S-Worders, just finished listening to Stuff 13, and I wanted to be one of the first Aussies to correct a couple of things. Eric Bana, I cringed every time Kevin pronounced it, because I was pronouncing it Banya. Because for some reason, someone, when I first pronounced his name,
Banya?
Yeah, corrected me to say it was Banya, and from then on, I've always remembered it as that. But it actually turns out the first time I said it, which is apparently he says he is Australian, so it's pronounced like banner with an A on the end. I said Banna before. So I guess that's pretty close, right? Banna? Banner, Banna, cool Banna. Yeah.
Banner.
Banna, banner. Yeah. Okay. So I've got that all fixed up, Kenneth, and thank you for correcting. So now I can fix it up for the rest of my life. Also, he says Sydney is the capital of New South Wales. The capital city of Australia is actually Canberra.
Yep. Wait, which one of you got that wrong?
I have no idea. It was not me because I don't talk about geography.
I don't really talk that much about geography.
I think someone actually wrote in about Sydney and then someone said it was a capital.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Whatever. Keep going.
But again, you're doing a great job and I'm getting especially fond of the little outtakes at the end of the podcasts. The past few I've laughed that loud that I've woken the people in the next room. It is actually 12:20 a.m. as I write this.
Nice.
But before this becomes too random, great work to all of you. Great work indeed. So thank you, Kenneth.
Am I in the outtakes most of the time?
Everyone's in the outtakes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's as if, you know, we mess up or something. Who would know?
Or we say weird things in between. I don't know about that.
What are the odds of that happening?
I'm not wearing any pants right now.
Oh, that doesn't bother me anymore. I hear it all the time.
I know. All right. So here's what Kyle writes in. He writes in a lot, but there are a few interesting things. Of all the anime shows you listed, they were mostly older ones. Any reason why? Well,
we are older.
All boogies. They are all 30.
I have not watched anime in years, except for Hajime no Ippo, and even then I'm behind on that.
All of us are 60 years old with a cat.
What?
And from Russia.
What? So anyway, yeah, it's just that we like the older stuff.
It's the stuff we remember watching, and really your first exposure to any sort of genre is the one that sticks for the most part.
Exactly.
And everything else is a derivative of the first experience you have.
I mean, it's like how all of these people these days are going, "Oh man, Naruto is just a ripoff of Dragon Ball," and people before were like, "Oh man, Dragon Ball was just a ripoff of like it's just feeding off of Yu Yu Hakusho."
What?
Yu Yu Hakusho.
What? No, it's not.
Actually.
Which came first?
They were at the same time, I think. Miho?
I don't know about this. This sounds suspicious.
Yu Yu Hakusho.
They went on at the same time, right?
Yeah, Dragon Ball always came first.
When did the...
Yeah, see?
Well, no, there was a
No. Dragon Ball itself has tournaments in it. Yeah.
But you see how there's an argument here?
Nerd fight.
No. I'm looking this up right now. Go on with his mail.
Nerd fight.
All right, let's see here.
Good job, Kyle.
How many movies are on your list of movies that shall not be named? There are no movies.
I've watched a lot of movies, so.
There are no movies on the list of movies that shall not be named because they don't exist.
It's not that they should not be named. They simply don't exist. There's your answer.
And let's see.
Dude, Dragon Ball started as manga in 1984. Yu Yu Hakusho started in 1990.
Yeah, but the thing is that they were feeding off of each other for a long time.
Yeah, but one came 6 years earlier. Yeah.
Yes, but there are still nerd fights about this.
Do you remember the first 6 years of Dragon Ball?
Yes, that's the ones I like the most.
You remember when it started sucking?
Yeah. Remember, Yu Yu Hakusho started the tournament thing, and then it's like, hey, we've got to get more powerful for the next time. And that's what Dragon Ball started copying.
I don't maybe. Think so.
It de-
yeah, Dragon Ball did the Budokan, like, way earlier.
So anyway...
Uh-oh.
No, here's the thing, is that, you know, there's arguments about this kind of thing.
No, I'm sure there are arguments, but I definitely don't think it's like that.
Hajime no Ippo is just a copy of Ashita no Joe.
Yeah, that there might be some things there that they took.
But still, you know, people remember their first. Anyway, and for best villains, how could you not mention the scary guy in Silence of the Lambs?
That was on my honorable mentions list when I sent it to you, but I don't know if you read it or not.
Oh, I didn't read your
Yeah, well, I had Hannibal Lecter, that's the guy's name.
All right, so anyway, we're done with Kyle's. Yes, Kyle, thank you very much for writing in.
He also wants to say Dom's touching game.
Thanks.
hold on, I don't think you said that clear enough. Dom's touching games.
Dom's touching games?
I'll say it properly. You and your touching games.
What about me and my touching games?
You have an iPod right now.
Don't hate.
You have an iPhone right now.
Don't hate.
That's my iPhone.
Oh, great.
Can you give me back my iPhone? I'll give you this tape needle.
Fair trade, fair trade.
It is a fair trade.
I won't help you insert it.
Oh, I did not need that mental image. All right,
Danny,
bring
us Patrick Schultz.
Last week when we did it, it wasn't so good.
Moving on to anything but whatever you guys are talking about right now. Patrick Schultz writes, greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Been listening since the start. Well, I started grabbing them episode 2, but I guess that's near enough. Listening to the latest episode, I'd like to tell you my 3 geekiest moments. Number 3, getting Ron Glass to sign the insert for my Serenity rulebook. Wow, okay. The RPG rulebook. That is impressive. Number 2, playing at a table of virtual Seattle at Gen Con, having 2 of the staff for the new 3rd edition of Shadowrun sit down to play. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's always cool to get a chance to play with the staff and game they made themselves. And number 1, not only getting to Game Master the final round of the D&D Open after only 3 years, but also having said table to make it to the 3rd place, despite having mangled them horribly.
Wait, they... have competitive D&D?
Yeah, they have competitive D&D.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh,
they do.
Hilarious.
See, this is why I can't wait to do his suggestion, which is 6-sided dice for tabletop role-playing games. Because I don't know anything about tabletop role-playing games.
Yeah, I don't know,
and I would like you guys to teach me what's going on. I don't know what these moments are.
Yeah, he's got a couple. Well, they're mostly tabletop game related.
And they're like big things?
Well, okay. So the main thing is, one, getting the actor for Shepherd Books sign a Serenity book, or sign a Serenity RPG book, which is, you know, kind of cool on its own separately. And the other one is just getting a chance to play a new RPG with the people who made it, which is, you know, makes things a lot easier for trying to clarify rules. You can just ask them. But yeah, with this, he also gave us a list of suggestions, including the mentioned 6-sided dice, Shadowrun, Spaceballs. I don't know if we can talk full series about Spaceballs, but, you know.
It could be a stuff.
We could scrap that. Saws.
Saws? No.
I don't know about that.
I'm vetoing that.
I like this one for Scry Magazine. We've been thinking that's what we're going to use to talk about Magic the Gathering.
Although Scry Magazine is canceled.
Yeah, it's been canceled for a while, right?
Like about a year, I think, now.
Huh.
Yeah.
Let's see. Adam Savage, Smurfs, and also Snorks.
Smurf We've talked about Smurfs in the stuff segment.
Yeah.
Not stuff segment, scrap segment.
Shaving. I don't think that's
We're Asian males. We don't shave very often.
And where?
She's non-specific as to where.
Lita, can I borrow your lady razor?
No.
I'm not wearing any pants.
No, you're not touching no one. You got my tweezers, though.
He mentions the new name for the Sci-Fi Channel, which I'm just going to pronounce Siffy, because I hate that word.
Actually, the funny thing is that my cousin works for Lander Associates, which is supposedly the company that came up with that name, but they're trying to distance themselves from it because they hated it too.
Nice.
Why did they call themselves Sci-Fi?
To get money.
To try and quote unquote get away from the audience that still lives in their mom's basement or something.
They're fleeing us. Yeah, you don't get away from us that easily.
I never lived in a basement.
Californians don't have basements, but you still live in a den.
Yeah, I mean, we live on a landfill.
Yeah.
We can't have basements.
And he just mentions at the end that, I expect I will be mocked mercilessly now, but hey. Well, no, we don't mock people for emails much. Unless you've deserved it. I don't think you've deserved it here.
Like that one. No, we don't. We're really nice. I'm surprised. Some people are a lot worse.
I'm very surprised.
He says he can also do an episode about him, and his name is Patrick S., which I'm guessing is going to be Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Swayze.
Why aren't we doing episodes on those two? Kevin, put them on the list.
Patrick Swayze.
No, just put Patrick S, and we'll just cover as many.
It'll be all the Patrick S's. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, good.
I'll do it. Okay, so. So Ethan writes, greetings. I don't see J. Michael Straczynski on your to-do list.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll put it on there.
Yeah, that's right.
Get all stuff to get for Kevin to do. Yay.
Oh, boy.
And you might also want to consider Slayers to cheat like the Buffy the Vampire Slayers.
If we were going to do that, we would just do like Sarah Michelle Gellar. But Slayers is also its own thing for the Slayers.
The series Slayers.
Oh, I see. But like, we should just do it on Joss Whedon somehow. This whole stuff. I don't know.
Look, so we get to Serenity.
Our special interview with Joss Whedon. Hey, Joss. Hello.
Yeah.
And if you want,
we can do it on Screw Jobs because of what all the hate that flies around.
Hey, but Dollhouse got a second season.
Yes, it did.
So Ethan further writes, if you want to cover jazz, you could do a string route, referring to a type of rhythm. But I don't know much about music in order to do that.
I don't either.
We're all ignorant geeks. That's not our field of geeky.
It used to be my field of geeky, but it stopped.
Well, jazz was never my field of geeky.
He also suggests soy products.
I would have liked that.
Soy products? Soy.
Instead of soy milk.
Dude, I could talk about soy.
See, we could talk about soy for a while because
of... who would care?
Lactose intolerance.
Okay.
Living with lactose intolerance is quite different than living without it.
That's true.
Remember, there's also a lot of estrogen in soy.
Oh, that's true. It's good for you.
Really?
You gotta watch out for cervical cancer, Dom.
Yes, I do have to. Should I tell this story again?
I drank
about my imaginary cervix.
Okay.
We're moving on. I don't want to see Dom.
Dom's cervix?
I'm thinking Dom of pregnancy, and that's really bad.
Dom is not allowed to spawn.
Yeah, Dom is not allowed to spawn.
I think this has been covered, yes.
All right, keep going.
Okay, so and then he further talks about how Harry Potter is awesome, and he disagrees with you guys. And then he goes on to talking about suggestions. So he suggested, like, Shaman King, Sakura Taisen. I don't know, Bleach. I don't understand how Bleach shows up.
You see, he put it in the middle of the list. You're like, you know, Shaman King, Sakura Taisen, Bleach. Samurai 7.
Small Flavor. Who's Jim Butcher?
Small Flavor.
Small Flavor, yeah.
Dude, there's a bunch of Jim Butcher books right over there behind
Dom.
Hey,
look, let's take a look at one.
Are those yours, Dom?
No, they are not.
And he's a writer of Justin Files.
He wrote the Justin Files, yeah.
I don't know. What kind of books does he write?
He's also the writer of Summer Night.
And yet,
Proven Guilty. Deadbeat.
How is Jim Butcher an S word? You put two B words on here.
No.
The book is Small Favor.
Got it.
There you go.
I don't know. You might be right about that, though. There might still be sort of a B bias here that we need to work around.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love it. The B and S words.
The BS words. Well, the problem is then we would get in trouble with Bill Simmons on ESPN, who has a podcast called The BS Report.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry.
No B. So thank you. Oh, so he says thanks for taking time.
It's simply not to be.
Danny, remember what I said about being in my house?
That S the question.
Oh, you guys are both fired. All right.
We're going to kick you out now.
What can I say? We're the best at what we do.
And what we do is not very pretty.
I'm going to go back to work for the fire truck now.
You guys are both durians. That's what you are.
Durians? All right.
Okay, and then okay, Ethan is from Houston, Texas, home of NASA.
Yeah, NASA! Yeah. Space!
Space.
All right, thanks for Ethan for writing us.
So if we did a space podcast... how long would it be just about, like,
it'll be a
Star
marathon.
Trek?
Dude,
I think it wouldn't really be about real space.
Yeah.
If we did a space podcast, I'd be doing nothing but talking about space pods.
And space balls.
Possibly space balls, too.
All right. Nolan says, hey, insert gender-neutral term here of the S Words podcast. I've actually been a few episodes behind. I've just finished listening to stuff number 12. And I have to say, it's quite interesting for all of you involved to include a personal aspect in the podcast. I can say as a listener that it was at least a fraction of a bit as amusing for me to listen as it must have been for you to have experienced it. Say listening.
Yes, it must have been great for Kevin to experience the parking lot urination.
Parking lot urination story.
What?
This was for our top three geekiest things we've ever done. And urinating in a parking lot was my number one. Yeah, number one.
How's your number one?
For the Wii. I Wii'd for my Wii.
Oh, yeah! Oh, my God.
Lita was there.
That was so bad.
She's like, Kevin, hurry up! I gotta go, too!
I did not go out of the parking spot.
He also says he must say hands off to Chris for his geekiest moment. I can say myself that I've had quite a few people pestering me to crossplay, and I can say that I feel a little better about it now. Right. Anyways, I was wondering if the infamous game Sorry and all its variations may make its way into the scraps pile. There might be enough discussion to generate at least a few minutes worth. Maybe, maybe not. I don't want to say anyway again, but keep up the good work. Sorry can work its way into the scraps pile just fine.
I can talk about Sorry for about five minutes. If only because I can lead into all of the other various multiplayer. You know, you can, like, things like Magic the Gathering, where we usually play multiplayer games of Magic the Gathering, where it simply becomes a matter of who's going to stab who in the back first, and who's going to gang up on them after that.
Oh my God. Are we going to talk about the Parker Brother games? Those games?
Well, let's see what we can do under Parker Brothers. How could we do board games, you think?
I don't know.
But it would be a good topic.
Yeah, I would love to talk about board games as well.
I thought we had something before, but not anymore. We'll come up with
Shadows over Camelot.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's go to the next mail, guys. All right, hello, S-Words podcasters, says Will. I have no criticisms for any of you people.
What does he mean by you people?
Are you alien or something?
The topic I suggest is a movie by the name of Synecdoche, New York.
Synecdoche, New York.
Synecdoche?
And then he says it's pronounced Synecdoche.
Oh, there it is.
I actually still have not seen Synecdoche, New York. I know it's really bad, especially since I see a lot of films, and I like Charlie Kaufman a lot.
I really like Charlie Kaufman. I've talked to him before.
This is a very difficult film to understand from what I've heard. Like, you have to see it several times, so we'll need to see it several times. And I would love to do one on Synecdoche, New York, and also slip in all the Charlie Kaufman films with it as well.
Eternal Sunshine would be a good one.
Well, and being John Malkovich, an adaptation.
By the way, random people. Those are the major things. If you ever want to get into a fight with Greg Dean of Real Life Comics, say, "Wow, I loved Adaptation. It was a great movie," and he will get out of his chair and yell at you. It's kind of awesome, actually.
Will he punch you though?
No,
I want to get punched.
Oh,
Lita.
Yes, I got chills when I heard the Next Generation theme play in the Star Trek ep.
Next Generation for Life. I actually really enjoyed it. I was like, oh, which Star Trek music am I going to use? There's so many options.
Yes, let's have more musical episodes, Kevin.
I actually included the entire theme for that episode, too, because I was like, I don't want to cut it off. It's so good. Jerry Goldsmith and Alexander Courage's music playing together in perfect harmony, like ebony and ivory. Star Trek.
He's sweating himself right now out of geekdom.
Thank you, Will, from Phoenix, Arizona.
Londo, as Quick Math Schwartz says, while I was on my girlfriend's laptop trying to look up your guys' website, I Googled S-Words, checked the first page, funny. Got nothing. It was at the very bottom of the list. Didn't really notice this until I double-checked. But then I searched Dumbs, Touching Games, and BAM! First link.
Well, duh. S-Words isn't exactly like...
Yeah, S-Words is going to lead you to a lot of things about words.
Yeah.
And swords.
Possibly swords.
Because Google doesn't count the hyphen.
Yeah, you need to put in the word podcast there.
Yes.
Then it will go up a bit.
I can't believe we even make the bottom of the list for just S-words.
Yeah, I'm seriously.
We're starting to beat a lot of those sword podcasts.
Yes. I like the Claymore.
I was amused enough to feel the urge to pass that info on. And don't worry about the long ones, because they're great for the long drives. Thanks for the good work, Londo.
Londo is an awesome name. Is your last name Calrissian? I mean, I'm sorry, Calrissio.
I'm thinking his last name is Bell.
I'm thinking it's Molari.
Is it is it Lokes? Londo Lokes.
Lando spread with sweet cream.
Thank you, Lando.
Londo.
Londo for running.
Colt 45.
Do you have a friend that goes be next to you? I'm not being offensive. I'm just the whole. I like your name.
I'm not trying to make fun
it's,
of you.
It's Lando, but Londo.
It's Londo without the bell at the end. That's a Gundam thing.
Oh, it's Londo a Gundam Malari. Thing. Is that
Londo
why?
Londo Bell is a Gundam
is that
thing.
Is that where you got
Londo
it?
Bell's organization. Londo Malar is an ambassador. Londo Calrissian is not real.
Londo, please write into us. Tell us which Londo you are.
Watch. Or if it's really Watch. Your first name.
No, I really want to know.
I'm really curious about this.
And we're all just offending him horribly.
I'm sorry, Londo.
But I love your Colt 45 commercials.
Oh my god. Okay, I'll read this next one from Chook. You go ahead? Okay.
Yes. Wait, is it Chuck?
Chook.
Okay, so this is Chook.
Another one where he has a pronunciation guide, but this time
you had to remember.
Has it right there.
Yeah.
No, I wrote that to remind you guys.
Okay. So this is Chook again to say hi. First off, I'm not insulted by, as in Dom's, continual real kill of Australia and its people. What did we say about that, Dom? No, I'm just kidding.
What did we say about the, what is it, the racial slurs?
No, it's...
But apparently this he likes it, so he says, please continue on to find indigenous...
Hit me more, dumb!
Find indigenous ways to make fun of us so I can laugh my head off while walking down the street listening to you guys.
Sorry, now all I'm thinking about is Celebrity Jeopardy. You're so smug, Alex Trebek, with your dago mustache and your greasy hair!
What did I just say?
Racial slurs.
And second, he was intrigued with my... Akira Chronicles because it was to be a fresh style of RPG, but because you guys and your continual not so subliminal messages that I bought the limited edition, but he doesn't have a PS3.
That's okay.
That's the mic. That's what we call the mic situation.
Continue on, Valkyria Chronicles buying army.
Please still on the fence of either buying a PS3 or Xbox.
Xbox.
But he said he's gonna buy the PS3.
Xbox!
How is he going to play Valkyria Chronicles without a PS3?
All he has to do is buy it!
Look, okay. We only care about the numbers.
Well, no, here's... You know what?
We're result-oriented, Danny. What are you?
Hey, I just got back from having to fix my Xbox, like, 3 times. So...
So he, since
the only thing I'm missing is E74. And I'll have bingo.
Well, anyway, I think he decided to buy the PS3 because now he continues to say... He went on to saying that now he won't be able to play virtual on the Xbox 360.
See? Now Danny's torn, isn't he?
No, Aaron. That's why I was trying to fix the damn thing.
I know. He's torn. It's like, wait, but maybe I should let him buy a 360 so he can voot with me.
He also says,
I guess there's that.
He also says, damn, the S-word podcast and its power of persuasion. So you should buy an Xbox. Buy an Xbox.
And Iron Giant.
And send us money.
He's in Australia.
Just put some change in an envelope, write S-word's podcast, draw a stamp, and put it in the mail.
He says, keep up the good work. Okay, and thank you for Chook for reminding us.
Did you just do the join the Navy thing?
I'm going to see if it works. Dear S-Words podcast, I joined the Navy. I don't know why.
It's just a nonsense word, like Ramalama Ding Dong, or give peace a chance.
All right, David says, hey, everyone in the S-Verse. Ooh, that's cool. S-Verse. Or
can we have the S-Prime verse?
S-verse Prime.
that's where Kevin and I get old. And then in the S-verse, we're just eternally young.
Which is the one where we're women.
That'll be the Y-verse.
Just listen to mailbag number 13 about single guys in museums. Another great show. I have to say that I have not heard of half those movies you mentioned, and now I'm going to go check them out. So thanks for the info and a great job on keeping us, and probably just me, up to date with the awesomeness there is to be had this summer. He ends with a quote, come then, let us honor Platelet and live as heroes. Yes. Aquaman, he really does make the show. And if you didn't hear it, Mike just cheered in the background. So I guess we do have to check out The Brave and the Bold, because Aquaman is actually cool in it. And how many times can you say Aquaman's cool in anything?
He's not cool
That's
at all.
That's true. But it doesn't have...
There are laws of physics that require...
It's the wrong Batman voice.
It's the bizarro world where Aquaman so is cool and Batman's doesn't have Kevin Conroy's voice.
I know. All right, anyway. Carl says, greetings all. I just start by saying that I've really been enjoying listening to the S-Words twice a week. I'll admit I was initially pretty skeptical of the concept, but you managed to disabuse me of that skepticism within the first 10 minutes of the first episode. Keep it up. I held on to the Star Trek episode for a few days before I listened to it, mostly because I hadn't had a chance to see the new movie until last night. You guys are pretty good about the spoilers, but why risk it?
You know, that's the funny thing. If you know what you're listening for, we are laden with spoilers. It's just we're really obscure like that.
Yeah, I haven't had anyone write in being like, why'd you tell me that? So Bruce Willis is a ghost.
Trees are killing people.
One or two exceptions.
The aliens are killed by water.
Ares dies.
You know what's funny is that most of the spoiler jokes come from M. Night Shyamalan movies. Why?
What a twist!
Samuel L. Jackson is the villain.
Oh, that's true. And there are snakes on the plane.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they rot in hell.
So I think he also follows up. He's wondering about the missing technology in Star Trek Enterprise. And he says, why is the bridge's view screen missing? There's one thing that mankind has proven time and time again, is that we can always build a bigger television screen. So he simply doesn't get that. Well, I didn't watch Enterprise.
I mean, hell, I have a big-ass view screen. I would totally hook it up to a camera outside my door.
And see if there are aliens outside.
See if there are aliens outside, exactly. So that when the aliens do come, and they will come, they will not have mercy, and they will not get tired.
Oh, well, we've just been informed that there are view screens in the bridge. Okay. Kevin, you figure out what you're going to do with this email. All right, so that wraps up the stuff segment number 14. You can always check us out online at www.s-words-podcast.com and always send us email, which is what we use mostly for the show, at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. I also want to keep thanking you guys that write in the iTunes reviews. There's a lot of them now. I think the 27 five-star ones.
Wow.
And if you're going to continue with that five-star tradition, go ahead and do that on iTunes, and if you write a review, go ahead and let me know, and we'll add you to the pin list. The pins will be submitted this weekend, because finally Kevin will get off his ass, that lazy
Yay!
Bum.
Yay!
Yay.
And that was much rejoicing.
And we also got twitter.com/s_words, which is Dom's Twitter account.
Pretty much.
Do we want to pimp out anyone else's Twitter account, Miss Lita?
Sure.
Okay, Lita is also on twitter.com/LitaCho. Or you can just find her through S Words as friends or whatever following lists.
There's and so there's, many friends now.
There's also me, so twitter.com/SuberUnker, SUBERUNKER.
And then there's
and
also
then there's me, who occasionally reads Twitter.
And then there's Dan's sister, who is twitter.com/GANDA!
Nope, then it's a minimum 15 A's, otherwise it's not going to work.
Yeah.
All right, so that's pretty much this episode, and next week we'll be back, so definitely check us out again, as you usually do. We'll wrap up the show with any shout-outs or quotes that you want to do. Anyone with shout-outs? Because I have a shout-out.
I, not a gun.
You're a dam?
Superman.
Mongo only pawn in Game of Life.
Any other shout-outts?
Oh, well, I'm leaving for Seattle this whole summer.
Yeah, so Lita's going to be gone for 3 months.
Microsoft.
Oh, with a dollar sign.
Wait a second.
Oh.
Lita, that means you get cheap games.
Yes.
Lita, you went from Pixar to Microsoft? Could you swing more evil than that?
I'm sorry.
Yes, you could, actually.
She could have gone to Google.
She could have gone to Apple.
Or Activision.
Activision. I'll take that.
Or EA? No.
No, EA is not.
EA is no longer evil now that Activision has out-eviled it.
Well, also, EA un-eviled.
Yes. They un-eviled.
I mean, Mirror's Edge was a pretty good sign that they un-eviled.
Yes.
They took a huge leap on that one, and then they hit bottom. But anyway.
Hey, you gotta try.
Yeah, it's only internship, so I'm only working for the evil for only 3 months, and it's trying it out.
They have good pay and good benefits.
Yes.
In these times,
of course they
might
do.
As well
evil.
Take them.
How is that evil, man?
They're hiring people.
Look, I just went.
That's
through,
not evil.
I just went through digging their.
I'm just
singing
the Scorpio
support forms.
I'm just singing the Scorpio song to my head right now.
And I'd like to give my shout out to the movie The Brothers Bloom from Rian Johnson. Right. Definitely check it out. And we saw it last night, and it was fantastic.
He also had a Q&A session right afterwards.
Nice.
Yeah,
very nice guy.
Very nice guy. Very good guy. You know, really, if you don't, it's not just a con movie. Just keep that in mind. Do not expect
it. It is a con man's fairy tale.
Very much so. Right.
So definitely check it out.
It was like, wasn't Brothers Grimm supposed to be like that, too?
Brothers Grimm is totally different.
Totally different? Okay.
Yes.
That's what I heard. My shout out is, good night, Mom.